accounts of abuse of detainees. Daniel Estrin, NPR News, Tel Aviv.
It's NPR.
Support for NPR comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy and helping clients find balance. Clients are matched with one of 35,000 therapists for online therapy from anywhere at betterhelp.com/public. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio. Support for Stardate on KPR comes from the Lawrence Farmers Market, with over 70 small businesses and farmers bringing produce, meats, and more from vendors within 50 miles of Lawrence. Saturday mornings at 824 New Hampshire Street, rain or shine. They're a recording of the Minnesota Orchestra under conductor Eiji Ue to get things started in this noon hour with A Merry Waltz for Orchestra. That was music composed by one Otto Klemperer, who was born in the late 19th century in Germany. He was primarily known as a conductor as well as an occasional composer, a protege of Gustav Mahler, who conducted major orchestras in Germany and then the United States, Hungary, and finally Great Britain. I'm Jeff Watson, happy to have you along for classical music as things continue now, here on a Monday afternoon. We'll listen to some music by Camille Saint-Saëns, a sonata for clarinet, plus the Budapest Strings. We'll bring us music from the great Polish violinist and composer Heinrich Wieniawski and an orchestral fantasy based on his take on the tale of Faust, all just ahead. In our next recording, we have music by Aram Khachaturian, who is conductor of the Vienna Philharmonic Orchestra, and one of the finest things he ever wrote. We'll listen to the Adagio of Spartacus and Phrygia, next on KPR. The powerful Adagio of Spartacus and Phrygia, composed by Aram Khachaturian. In the recording, it was Khachaturian himself, conductor of the Vienna Philharmonic Orchestra, here on Kansas Public Radio. The time is 12:25, and in about 15 minutes' time, we'll have along the Budapest Strings for a Faust orchestral fantasy by Polish composer Heinrich Wieniawski. Support for classical music on KPR comes from Green Lady Lounge, featuring Kansas City jazz music, cocktails, wine, and beer. Live Kansas City Jazz, 365 days a year till 3 a.m. Information at greenlettylounge.com. And Stoneback Appliance in Lawrence, locally owned for over 50 years. Featuring new and used appliances from Maytag, Whirlpool, and more. We've got your back at stonebackappliance.com. A little chamber music next from French composer Camille Saint-Saëns. Something written a bit late in his life and career, in the year of 1921, for the students at the Conservatory of Paris. This is a sonata that's been revered for its elegance, beauty, and pristine construction, a sonata for clarinet in E-flat major, played by Zabina Meyer and pianist Oleg Meisenberg, next on KPR. The clarinetist Zabina Meyer and pianist Oleg Meisenberg together in the 1921 Clarinet Sonata in E-flat Major by Camille Saint-Saëns, here on Kansas Public Radio, where it is 12:42. News from NPR awaiting us at the top of the hour, and classical music continues till 3. We're live, we're local. Kansas Public Radio is 91.5 Lawrence, 91.3 Junction City, and always online for you, of course, at kansaspublicradio.org. Glad you could join us here on a Monday afternoon. As for the story about the weather, it's going to be summer hot, indeed, all this week. It's 88 here at the KU campus at the moment, but we're on our way to a high of 97, with heat indexes as hot as 106. We also have a 20% chance of showers and thunderstorms for this afternoon. An excessive heat warning is in effect for the KPR listening area, and is going to be so indeed through most of this week. We'll have temperatures in the mid-70s tonight, and once again sunny and hot for tomorrow. Temperatures near 99, and at times feeling as hot as 110. We'll listen next to the Budapest Strings to take our mind off the summer heat and enjoy music by Polish violinist and composer Heinrich Wieniawski, his own take on the tale of Faust, an orchestral fantasy, with the Budapest Strings and violinist Béla Bánfalfy, here on KPR. The Faust Orchestral Fantasy by Polish composer Heinrich Wieniawski, played by the Budapest Strings and violinist Béla Bánfalfy, on Kansas Public Radio, where it's almost 1 o'clock, about time for NPR News. Classical music continues in the next hour with a concerto for viola by a contemporary of Béla Bartók, one Tibor Serley. Support for classical music comes from Riverette Print and Skate, a local source for custom screen printing and apparel decorating, including t-shirts, sweatshirts, workwear, and more. Available for school fundraisers and other events. Details available at their location in North Lawrence or at riverettks.com.
Every from NPR News.
That story and all the latest news on All Things Considered, today from 3 to 7 at your place for NPR News. We're live, we're local. Kansas Public Radio is KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, KANQ Chanute, K210 CR in Atchison, and K258BT in Manhattan, online at kansaspublicradio.org.
Tabulation of the results.
Many other countries are also expressing concern. As one U.S. official put it, the international community will not be willing to accept the results without much greater transparency. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, the State Department.
You're listening to NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from Fisher Investments. As a fiduciary, Fisher Investments is obligated to act in their client's best interest. Learn more at fisherinvestments.com. Investing in securities involves the risk of loss. We're live. We're local. We are Kansas Public Radio. Music from composer Peter Warlock, A Serenade for Strings. It was played by the Manitoba Chamber Orchestra, conducted by Roy Goodman, on Kansas Public Radio. Good to be with you again at the place for NPR News and classical music here in the afternoon time. I'm Jeff Watson. Coming up in about 20 minutes' time, a real treat for you, some music from a composer that I'm sure I've never played for you before and a piece that's never been played, a concerto for viola and orchestra, one from 1929, from Hungarian composer Tibor Serley, who was a contemporary of Béla Bartók. His music is on the way for us to discover and enjoy together a bit later on here on KPR on a Monday afternoon. Support for classical music comes from the University of Kansas Libraries, Kansas's largest library with more than 5.8 million items across multiple campus locations. Information on community resources and upcoming events is at lib.ku.edu. Proceed with a bit of chamber music from Antonín Dvořák and something that he wrote while he was taking his famous stay in New York City back in 1893. Chamber music that he wrote intended to be played by his 15-year-old daughter and 10-year-old son, who played piano and violin, respectively. A sonatina in G. Today we'll hear violinist Kyun Zhao with pianist Edmund Battersby on Kansas Public Radio. Music of Antonín Dvořák. His violin sonatina in G, written in 1893, played by violinist Kyun Zhao, pianist Edmund Battersby, this afternoon on Kansas Public Radio. The time is 1:32. There'll be news from NPR at the top of the hour, and classical music continues until 3. Later on tonight, music continues from 7 to 8 with Destiny. And for lovers of the Baroque, you can rejoice on tonight's program as we celebrate Bach and Vivaldi with Destiny. Both composers passed on the same day, 9 years apart. Near this time of year, coincidence or musical fate, hear music by Fritz Kreisler and Mozart, with tributes to the two composers as well. Then from 8 to 9, Classics Live, here on Kansas Public Radio. Support for classical music comes from Green Lady Lounge, offering live Kansas City jazz 365 days a year till 3 a.m. Green Lady Lounge is located at 1809 Grand Boulevard, Kansas City. Information at greenladylounge.com. Our next recording is of the Budapest Symphony Orchestra, and the music by a composer, one that I don't believe I've ever shared with you these afternoons, one Tibor Serli, who was born in Hungary in 1901, but very quickly immigrated to the United States. He learned music first from his father, who was a violinist in a touring opera company and a direct pupil of Franz Liszt. He later came to be educated at the Budapest Academy, where he made the acquaintance of both Zoltán Kodály and, in particular, Béla Bartók, who he very much admired. What we'll listen to is music he wrote in 1929, a concerto for viola and orchestra, which really demonstrates the range of the instrument. Playing viola is Rivka Golani with the Budapest Symphony, next on Kansas Public Radio. Created in 1929, Concerto for Viola and Orchestra from Hungarian composer Tibor Serli. We are the Budapest Symphony, with the viola played by Rivka Golani on Kansas Public Radio. Where it's almost 2 o'clock and about ready for our next update of news headlines from NPR. And in the next hour, a mostly American hour of classical music with offerings from Peter Boyer, Alan Havanas, and the First Symphony of Jerome Maras. All ahead on KBR.
Hi, it's Steve Inskeep. There are many...
Morning Edition, weekdays from 5 to 9 a.m. at your place to find NPR News. We're live, we're local. We are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence. KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia. KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City. KANQ Chanute. Online at kansaspublicradio.org, or tell your smart speakers to play Kansas Public Radio.
NPR News. The Dow is down slightly. You're listening to NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from Schwab, with Schwab investing themes like artificial intelligence, renewable energy, or pet passion. Over 40 themes to invest in. Learn more at schwab.com. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio. Igor Golovshin conducting the Moscow Symphony Orchestra there in the Intermezzo from Act 1 from The Maid of Pskov. Music by Nikolai Rimsky-Korsakov here on Kansas Public Radio. I'm Jeff Watson. More classical music for your Monday afternoon before 3 o'clock arrives, and All Things Considered from NPR News takes the air. Other than the music of Nikolai Rimsky-Korsakov, which we just heard, we have a, for the most part, American hour of classical music. We have a new recording of piano music from Alan Havanas, and a bit later, the London Symphony has the First Symphony of the noted film composer Jerome Maras, all in just a bit. In our next recording, the London Philharmonic Orchestra is conducted by Peter Boyer, one of our finest contemporary American composers, who spent a little time at the Conductors Institute in the early 1990s. That was where he received a commission for a work for a string orchestra, something that he put together in three movements, each one representing a different Greek god, Apollo, Aphrodite, and Ares. Altogether, this music is known as Three Olympians. And in this recording, Boyer leads the London Philharmonic. Next on Kansas Public Radio. Composed in the early 90s by Peter Boyer, Three Olympians. And in that recording, Boyer was conductor of the London Philharmonic Orchestra here on KPR. Time is 2:24. Still to come, the London Symphony and Symphony No. 1 from the film composer Jerome Maras. Support for classical music on KPR comes from KTWU Channel 11, local public television, where arts, entertainment, educational, and informational programming is offered daily. Details on the web at kdwu.org, KTWU Channel 11, local public television. And Cromwell Environmental, serving Kansas and Missouri since 1982 with a variety of environmental services from indoor air quality and mold services to energy audits and solar energy installation. More information at CromwellEnvironmental.com. Before we continue, just a quick note for listeners in the western portion of the KPR listening area. A strong thunderstorm is going to impact central Dickinson and southwestern Geary counties through 2:30 p.m. Doppler radar in this area tracking a strong thunderstorm near Abilene, moving east at 25 miles an hour, producing wind gusts of up to 50 miles an hour, gusts that could knock down small tree limbs and blow around unsecured objects. This is affecting Abilene, Enterprise, and Woodbine, along with I-70 between the mile markers 272 and 279. Not quite a severe thunderstorm warning, but a strong thunderstorm nonetheless, impacting central Dickinson and southwestern Geary counties through 2:30 p.m. For the KPR listening area as a whole, an excessive heat warning in effect for the high temperatures in the upper 90s. That warning is in effect pretty much through all this week. Next on KPR, some more American music with Alan Havanas. And this is something that's not exactly new. It was written in 1979, but it is from a newly released album of piano music by Alan Havanas called Mountain Fantasies for Piano. Pianist Haskell Small plays us Blue Job Mountain Sonata next on KPR. And that piano tune known as the Blue Job Mountain Sonata. It was written in 1979 by Alan Havanas and part of a brand new release of piano works by Alan Havanas called Mountain Fantasies for Piano, featuring the soloist Haskell Small here on Kansas Public Radio. It's just about 2:38 and ahead at 3 o'clock. It'll be All Things Considered from NPR News. That's followed by music with Destiny at 7 p.m. with tonight music of the Baroque time from Bach and Vivaldi, as well as tributes to Bach and Vivaldi from the likes of Fritz Kreisler and Mozart. Classical Music with Destiny is from 7 to 8 this evening, then from 8 to 9, Classics Live, here on KPR. Thanks for being with us here on a Monday afternoon. Public radio listeners are engaged, curious, and community-minded. Your business can unleash the potential of our listeners by sponsoring Kansas Public Radio. Learn how at sponsorship.kansaspublicradio.org. Conductor Joan Valletta will lead the London Symphony Orchestra for what we have for you next from American film composer Jerome Moras, who was a great companion to the likes of Bernard Herrmann and Aaron Copland and responsible for a raft of wonderful movie scores throughout the 50s and 60s, such as The Adventures of Huckleberry Finn, The Proud Rebel, and, of course, The Jayhawkers. What we have for you next was written in 1948, his Symphony, played by the London Symphony Orchestra today on Kansas Public Radio. An American Symphony, one composed in 1943 by Jerome Moras, played by the London Symphony Orchestra today, conducted by Joan Valletta, here on Kansas Public Radio. Where it is just about 3 o'clock and All Things Considered from NPR News is next. That's followed by an hour of classical music with Destiny at 7 p.m. and then Classics Live from 8 to 9. I'm Jeff Watson. Thanks as always for joining me for classical music in the afternoons. We'll visit again at noon tomorrow. KPR is KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, KANQ Chanute, and online at kansaspublicradio.org.